This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Melchin. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said Saturday, "We literally have no time to waste," as he introduced the team that will advance his climate change and energy agenda. Biden said the country needs a unified national response to climate change, just as it does for COVID-19. He called climate change a national emergency. First to be introduced was Democratic Congresswoman Deb Haaland, who would be the first Native American to lead the Interior Department. Next was Jennifer Granholm as head of the Department of Energy. She was governor of Michigan during the Great Recession when the U.S. auto industry nearly collapsed. Gina McCarthy, President Barack Obama's Environmental Protection Agency administrator, will fill the newly created position of National Climate Advisor. North Carolina's top environmental regulator, Michael Regan, has been nominated to serve as Biden's Environmental Protection Agency Administrator. Environmental lawyer Brenda Mallory will chair the Council on Environmental Quality, and climate expert and Biden advisor Ali Zaidi, who came to the U.S. as a child with his family from Pakistan, will serve as Deputy National Climate Advisor. With Democrats clinging to a slim majority in the House of Representatives and control of the Senate still undecided, the Biden administration may achieve little success in Congress, which would potentially force it to depend on rule changes at regulatory agencies headed by these nominees. If confirmed by the Republican majority Senate, Haaland would be the first Native American to hold a U.S. cabinet position. Regan would be the first black man to lead the EPA, and Mallory would be the first African-American to head the White House Council on Environmental Quality. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at our website. It's voanews.com. We also have an app you can download to your mobile device. This is VOA News.